Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You know, I don't know if you're ready to do this, but I know, Troy, you had your stocks for next year.
Yeah, man. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. I'll pull it up.
Square.
First and foremost.
To the moon.
Won't get me again.
To the moon. To the moon.
All right, let's do it. Y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. All right. So last week I told you that TSM was one of my, obviously TSM, we were looking at it, had a great day today. Shout out to TSM and everybody that's in that position. I don't think that it's slowing down. It passed a key threshold. When we talked about support resistance on the call, it was at 202. So we saw it run up to 210 today, which is a great sign leading into next year. That's on my list. It was my stock of the year last year. Somebody was in the comments like, you name it as your stock of the year again? Yeah, I did. Because AI is still the story. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm asking questions. All right. I think the obvious are on here. ASML, obviously, when we talk about everything AI and it being at the centerpiece of this revolution, I mean, they have a monopoly. We always talk about having a monopoly, like with Amazon. This is a monopoly, right? This space cannot thrive without that machinery that is provided to TSM, which is going to manufacture the chips as well. Even with Amazon saying that they're going to produce their own chip, they've hired TSM as a manufacturer. So
okay,
it's still the cycle. So we
got to go see the other stock pick of the year, Amazon. It's good.
They don't care. At this point, that's always going to be my stock. All right. Yeah. So that one doesn't count. Broadcom is in my stocks of the year. I got a bunch. I got, usually it's five, but I said, you know what? There's just so many that I'm going to go through more. Broadcom, obviously, from connectivity standpoint, inside of data centers and what its partnership inside of working with NVIDIA is on there. Lilly, I mean,
we
speak about this all the time. We saw what happened last week, and if you weren't paying attention,
Novo had their first trial with their weight loss specific drug, and it didn't do as well. We saw Novo pull back. That increased the stock price for Lilly. I think Lilly is the problem with that pullback that they had was that the demand was so high that they couldn't figure out how to match the demand. I think they solved that issue. They're going to outpace with more capacity, more spending inside of infrastructure to meet the demand. So Lilly's on my list as well. We got NVIDIA, of course. I think NVIDIA still has an incredible year. Blackwell, we talked about Rubin. I mean, that's an obvious one. I have AMD as well. I have AMD.
Yeah. AMD have a good year.
For a number of reasons, obviously, we talk about being number one and number two, and I still stand by it, right? Sometimes being number two in a space is okay. Obviously, they're well behind NVIDIA when it comes to the GPU market. I think NVIDIA has like 87% market share. But that next tier, which is like that 15 to 17%, it's AMD. There isn't like another three competitor. So it is AMD. But what they have done is they kicked Intel to the curb in terms of the CPU market. And so you have number one now is AMD in that market. We saw some pullback with Micron last week because of the sales of computers and smartphones, which is a bigger story, right? Like when we talk about Apple, what does that look like? So those things are things we should be looking at. What computer sales are looking like, what smartphones are looking like, because all these things play a role. I think AMD is at a key threshold as more corporate accounts, the Amazons of the world, the Metas of the world, the Microsofts of the world, Apple's, the more Blackwell sells out, you're going to need a replacement.
A second tier,
You need a second tier. Now, from everything that they've said, the M1300X, which is AMD's new GPU, they said it's super powerful and super efficient. If it performs at an even somewhere close to where Blackwell is, you're going to see an uptick in their sales. So AMD is on the list as well. Let's see, where else did we go? That was those cases. I have Micron as well. From a memory standpoint, and it's interesting, I just read CNBC's companies of 2025. They had a list of which ones had the most profitability likelihood. Micron was in there. It had a 36% increase. Also in there was Western Digital. What do those two things have in common? They talk about the memory space, right? So we always talk about data storage. These two companies focus on memory, which will be one of the stories of 2025 as well. MicroStrategy, of course, right? We're talking about this Bitcoin, and I'm glad we had that class when we talked about the life cycle of Bitcoin and appreciation, that 29% average, the fourth year of the cycle being the best. Well, if that stays consistent, then MicroStrategy is something that we definitely have to have on our list. And then the last three are all energy companies that have to deal with powering the future of the AI revolution. VRT, write these down, VRT, VST, and GEV. And GEV was a branch off from General Electric. This is more focusing on data centers. You've seen the energy flow going into data centers. We talked about Microsoft with their purchase of Constellation. We talked about Amazon. Everybody's trying to figure out how they're going to create their own energy source to now power the next revolution. So energy is one of those big stories for me, definitely in 2025. Those are my picks for the year. And Kava. Shout out to Kava.
Kava's cooking.
The more I have conversations with people, the less they are familiar with Kava, which is very interesting to me, because if we watch their, I guess the fairest comparison would be Chipotle, right? Chipotle is fast casual Mexican grill. Kava is fast casual Mediterranean.
The valuation Chipotle.
Store valuations is pretty interesting, which tells me that there's room for expansion. I think Chipotle has over 3,300 stores across America. Kava is trying to add 56 stores. I think they have like 350 stores in existence. They're supposed to be adding 58 by the end of this year, which is this week. That expansion story is going to lead to more wealth inside of the company. Most important thing, they have zero debt.
My favorite number.
Growing, expanding, zero debt.
That's the blueprint.
That's the blueprint, y'all. Yeah. They go my stock for 25.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.